Hello and welcome to today's episode 198. Thank you for listening. And as you can see from the title, I thought I would give a honest view on Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, because this, I think, is quite bad for boxing. I think it can be good in many ways, but mainly I think that this isn't a good thing. And I'll tell you why eventually. But yeah, thank you for listening. Welcome to the podcast. It has been a while. I have been busy. Thank you for your patience. But yeah, we're going to go into this podcast about Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, what to expect, the experience of both fighters, and my overall prediction of who I believe is going to win. Okay, so why do I think that this fight isn't good for boxing? There's a couple of reasons. The first one is that Mike Tyson is a legend, right? One of the greatest heavyweights of all time versus Jake Paul. And there's multiple ways to look at this, right? So the first way is that if Mike Tyson loses, even if he is an old man, right, he's going to be 58 when he fights Jake Paul. So that's going to be a 31-year difference. It's still Mike Tyson, right? He's had a career, a constant success rate. So I think he got to his 35th fight and he lost. But even then, he was still consistently winning fights. To see Mike Tyson lose to the likes of Jake Paul. Now, Jake Paul's had a good boxing career. He's fought MMA fighters. He's fought boxers. He's fought athletes and celebrities and whatnot. And he's had some fights where he's knocked them out. And you can speculate all you like, saying it's rigged, saying that it was paid for. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But as it stands, Jake Paul has beaten a lot of fighters. The only person who he didn't beat was Tyson Fury. And I believe that he only beat Anderson Silva via points. And I think because he beat Anderson Silva via points, that made me believe, and the same with Nate Diaz, that made me believe that Jake Paul actually did beat those fighters and it wasn't rigged. Therefore, maybe Jake Paul is actually a much better fighter than we think. Because you've got to understand, Jake Paul has spent his entire career on YouTube. He's had, from what we know, he's had no sports and definitely no mixed martial arts expertise, at least. I know Logan was an All-American wrestler and whatnot. I'm not too sure about Jake Paul. I don't think he's actually had any fighting experience, right? But we know for sure that he definitely hasn't had the same level as a fighting experience as all those other fighters, right? Now, if Jake Paul went into MMA, it's pretty much a guarantee that all the fighters that he fought who were in MMA would beat him. Because the style of fighting from boxing to MMA are completely different. Now, with Jake Paul, however, as he's beaten these great fighters, it gives a high estimate that he could do a fairly decent job against Mike Tyson. Because even when he fought Tommy Fury, he actually knocked down Tommy Fury. Right? Just think about that. He knocked down Tommy Fury, who's a professional boxer. And Tommy Fury and Jake Paul's boxing records are pretty similar. I think actually Jake Paul has more wins than Tommy Fury. It's just that Tommy Fury's boxing matches are with actually more professional boxers. But even then, you could deny that, because the boxers Tommy Fury have fought, if you have a look, they've had astronomical losses. They've had huge losses to their boxing record, which makes you think, have the fighters that Jake Paul fought been that good? So hopefully you see the multiple perspectives you can have of viewing this fight, right? But with that being said, because he has four great fighters, I do think that Jake Paul will actually do pretty decently well against Mike Tyson. You have to understand that Mike Tyson's going to be 58. Jake Paul is in the spring of his youth, right? He's still 27. He's only get better at boxing. He can only get better in health and expertise in boxing, right? But then Mike Tyson is one of the greatest heavyweights of all time. And even though he's had some problems, you know, he's had problems with porn, he's had problems with family, he's had problems with drugs, he's had problems, you know, going to prison and whatnot, he still has the deep Mike Tyson in him. That dark nature that he had when he was doing boxing when he was young. That expertise, that custom model training that was taught to him in his younger years. And the reason because of that, the reason why I think that I personally think Mike Tyson will beat Jake Paul, but I'm aware that there's a possibility that Jake Paul can definitely beat Mike Tyson. Definitely beat Mike Tyson. Now, to many of you listening, you may think, what are you on about? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But we have to understand. We saw Mike Tyson at, I think it was 55-54 against Roy Jones Jr. And personally, I think Roy Jones Jr. Lost to Mike Tyson. Right? But if it was a draw, let's just say it's a draw. Right? Everyone has their speculations. Everyone has their conspiracy theories. But we can only go based off the result. Mike Tyson was able to fight another pro boxer, a heavyweight classic, I believe, who had a bit of a better record than Mike Tyson. But I think that Mike Tyson, well, if you're in the heavyweight division, you're more popular because of that. But also he had very hard fights. And he was predominantly known for being just a youthful, athletic beast and being very, very fierce in the ring, being one of the most feared fighters in the ring. Yeah, we understand that psychologically, the power of psychology is that it's extremely subjective. Yet, there's always a vulnerability to a master in a particular subject, right? For example, Superman had his kryptonite. Batman's only human. Iron Man's only human. What's another example? Hulk, you know, if he's not angry enough, he's not effective, right? Thor felt useless without his hammer. So, Mike Tyson, it seems to him, the moment he loses his confidence, he's not that ruthless Mike Tyson, that youthful, ruthless Mike Tyson that so many of us know. With Jake Paul, however, I think Jake Paul, even though he has a lot of arrogance and ego, which is obvious, I think that he has a very deep, dark nature about him, almost like a dark psychological element. Right, people have called him a sociopath and whatnot, and even if he is a sociopath, the benefits of a sociopath is that they almost have an unsympathetic, unempathetic element to them. And there's actual great power in that. The reason being is because they're not concerned about being stressed or being overwhelmed in their work. They definitely don't care about the other opponents or what anyone else thinks about them. And they have this rigorous nature where if they're very good at something and they repeatedly do well at something, they will stick to it like it's an addiction, right? And I think Jake Paul has had that habit ingrained in him so well. I can imagine he's probably lived a luxurious lifestyle and there's plenty of benefits in being wealthy. Yet, I think that he's worked very hard towards this. The vulnerability that Jake Paul has is his own arrogance itself. Similar to many fighters, similar to many athletes actually, their own arrogance, their own self-identity can actually degrade them. Because what happens is your own arrogance can cause you to lower preparation. You overestimate your own ability. And with that, it makes you more susceptible to your opponent. And you definitely do not want to be susceptible to people like Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson should think the exact same with Jake Paul. He should think, yes, I may be a heavyweight classic, but I'm old, he's young, he's only getting better. If I lose, that's going to tarnish my career. Think about that for a moment. Pause this, stop this, and really think about it. If Mike Tyson loses against Jake Paul, imagine how devastating that would be for his career. If Mike Tyson, noted as one of the greatest heavyweights of all time, even if he is 58, with his skill and his knowledge and wisdom in boxing, even if he's not as healthy or at least the same stamina as Jake Paul, even though I actually doubt those two, this is dramatically going to affect his career. Now, I have a high hopes that Mike Tyson will go in fighting Jake Paul and beat him in the first few rounds. I predict that maybe Mike Tyson will beat Jake Paul in the third round, or maybe the second round, but it will either be the early third round or late second round. I don't think Jake Paul will beat Mike Tyson. All I'm saying is that if Jake Paul does beat Mike Tyson, it will massively, massively, massively grow his probability of success and usefulness and predictability of success compared to any other fighters. And I can only see, I believe it's Dan Hearn, I think I probably said his name wrong. Eddie Hearn will only see this as success and wealth for the boxing industry. He will then allow Jake Paul to go into the actual professional scene of boxing deeper, and that's when his proper boxing career can really begin. That's a possibility. We have to understand that. And that I find that extremely interesting. But then if Mike Tyson beats Jake Paul, there's multiple sides to that too. There's either the perspective, well, you're Mike Tyson, so we expected it. You've got the skill, we expected it. There's also the perspective that, well, he's an old man now, so he's not the same Mike Tyson he used to be. So if he does beat Jake Paul, that's inspiring. It will only add to his career and make him look great. But overall, looking at all the possibilities, I believe that there is more vulnerability to the reputation of Mike Tyson and how he's seen by the masses if he does lose to Jake Paul. That's something we have to consider, right? I know a lot of people are probably very one-sided, but we have to consider the alternative. And I know that's already a nightmare to a lot of people to hear that, thinking Jake Paul to beat Mike Tyson. How catastrophic would that be? Right? That would just be absolutely insane. It would be hard to fathom. But it's something you have to consider. With Jake Paul as well, I think he's been through so much hate from so many people that he just doesn't care at this point. I think Mike Tyson really, really, really does care about his reputation. He does care about his career. He cares about how people see them. And even though that's a good thing to keep in mind, it is good to make sure that the audience are by your side and that they love you and appreciate you. With Mike Tyson, I think he cares about it so much, and sometimes that can be a vulnerability. It can, again, it's emotional. It makes you think, well, if I fail, if I lose, I'll upset everyone. No one will love me and care for me. Often, that's not the case. That doesn't realistically happen. Of course, there will always be people who have their opinions. You can't change that. Yet, I just believe that Mike Tyson is possibly more susceptible to that. I'm going to leave it there. That's just my prediction. Again, there's multiple ways to look at this, and I think it's really interesting. The fight is July 3rd, I believe. Yeah, pretty sure it's July 3rd. So it's still a far away. It's about 3 months away. I think this fight could be very, very good. Be interesting to see. And it would be very interesting to see what your perspective is as well. So follow me on Instagram at jbryant_1001. Give me a message. Let me know your predictions of the fight, what your perspective is, your concerns, your worries, fears, whatever it is. If you want advice on public speaking, finance, and philosophy, the three main areas that I focus on, give me a message on Instagram. I'll be happy to share that to you as well. Apart from that, have a good day, take care, and I'll see you next one.